Good evening, how are you doing? It's a question Louise has been asking us several times over the last few weeks. How are you coping with lockdown? A few weeks ago, I was wishing I could work from home more, wishing I had more time at home to do jobs around the house and the garden. You have to be careful what you wish or pray for sometimes, because God sometimes answers your prayers in unexpected ways, doesn't he? Strange times. I bet the makers of sanitising hand gel are rubbing their hands with glee. Sorry, those who know me know I have to put a funny joke or something into my talks. But what makes you laugh? What gives you pleasure? What makes you happy? What are you missing at the moment? Are you missing your friends and family, seeing them? You're missing going to church, missing going to the normal places you go to or walks. Missing going on holiday. I should be in Lanzarote at the moment. That's not happening, is it? Are you missing cheering on your favourite football team? I know there's a few of you watching this who are desperate for your weekly fix of football. It's difficult when a lot of things have been taken away from us, isn't it? And it begs a difficult question. Where does our pleasure come from? Where does our joy come from? The Bible talks a lot about joy. In fact, depending on your version or translation, there could be up to 220 references to joy in the Old and New Testament. One verse is from James. James 1, verse 2 to 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Oof. Not always my go-to chapter in the Bible, James. It can be a bit hard line at times. I feel like, I don't know about you, I've had enough testing and enough perseverance now. And I could do with a bit of release from this lockdown. But there is a joy. There is joy that comes up from outside of ourselves, that comes from God. We're going to look at a brief chapter in Nehemiah. Now, I'll give you a bit of background. Nehemiah was the cupbearer to the king of Persia. He was quite an important person. He'd asked him if he could help rebuild the walls in Jerusalem, which had been destroyed. I'm not going to go into that story. It's a whole talk on its own. But basically, Nehemiah, along with lots of other people, managed to rebuild the walls in Jerusalem. And we join the story when there were thousands of Israelites coming together to kind of celebrate the fact that they'd completed the rebuild of the walls. So we start with Nehemiah 8, verse 9 to 12. And they read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that people understood what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people have been weeping as they listened to the words of the law." Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The Levites calmed all the people, saying, "Be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve." Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them. So the Israelites had come together, they'd had some instruction from the law, from the book of Moses, and they were mourning and weeping because they realised that they hadn't come up to standard, they weren't fulfilling this, and they were repenting of what had happened. And Nehemiah is telling them, look, it's not a day to repent, to weep, to go and enjoy choice food. It's a day that's holy to the Lord. And the joy of the Lord will be your strength. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. It says to me that there is a divine joy, a joy that comes from outside of us. And it gives us strength. God's joy doesn't come from external things. Many things we find joy in are temporary. They're here today and gone tomorrow, celebrating a football victory. And then it's gone tomorrow. Are we being stripped of things that normally give us joy and comfort? If so, where do we run to? Who do we rely on for permanent joy? At these times, God is our stronghold. He's a safe place to run to. As Peter said to Jesus, Lord, where can I go to? Where can I run? You have the words of eternal life. When you walk in the sun, there's been quite a bit of sun since lockdown, which has been gladly received. When you walk in the sun, you feel the warmth on your face, on your skin, and it gives you energy and vitality. When you walk in the shade, you feel cold and damp. So it is when we walk with our God. Our God is a God who is strong, who is powerful, who is mighty, who made the heavens and the earth, put the stars into place. He gives us sun, he gives us food, he gives us light. He's a God who is strong. And as we walk with him, we get strength from him. As we walk in the light, we receive warmth and light. When you spend time with a God who is strong, you get strength from him. That's his promise to us, that there is a divine joy and it gives us strength. And we need to seek him out. In these times when we're struggling, in lockdown, when joy seems far away, joy isn't far away. Later on, there's a dedication of the wall, Nehemiah 12 verse 43. And on that day, they offered great sacrifices, rejoicing because God had given them great joy. The women and children also rejoiced, and the sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard far away. We should be the happiest, most joyful people on earth, not because we're in lockdown, but because we have a God who has forgiven us, who we know walks with us, who we can trust in, who despite our circumstances can be relied on and is faithful. Joy and strength are intertwined with love. John 15 verse 9. It's a story about the vine, and Louise talked a bit about some of these verses a few weeks ago. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. So Jesus is saying that there's a joy, his joy, that he wants to be in us. And he wants our joy to be complete. And it is completed by us not keeping his joy and strength to ourselves, but in reaching out, in loving each other, in loving others, that our joy may be complete. It's the week after Easter. Disciples have gone through a whole range of emotions. Palm Sunday, the triumphant entry into the Jerusalem, then the Passover meal, the Garden of Gethsemane, then the crucifixion and the empty tomb. This was a group of people, the disciples, who had experienced the great highs, great joy of being with their Messiah, and then he was taken away from them. They must have reached the lowest of lows. We join the story after Jesus had risen again. Luke 24, verse 50 to 52. The ascension of Jesus. So when he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him, and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. Their Saviour had died, but had risen again. And before he returned to heaven, they saw him again. And that gave them great joy. They returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were worshipping him. In these difficult times, is God challenging us? I'm talking to myself as well as anybody else who might be listening about where our joy and strength come from. Where do they come from? Where is our joy? And how do we use that joy and that strength that God is always willing to give to us. How do we use that to love other people? The joy of the Lord is our strength and will be our strength as we go through this. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you that we can trust you through these difficult circumstances and difficult times. We know that you are in charge of our life. You are someone we can rely on. And thank you that when our normal pleasures and joys have been stripped away, that you are still a source of great joy to your people. You are a source of strength. And Lord, to anyone who's listening, who's feeling downhearted, who's feeling lacking in joy, lacking in strength, Lord, I just pray that this moment and this week, that you give them a reassurance and knowing that you're with them. Let your joy bubble up inside us, your people, that we may know you better and may walk with you, get strength from you, and fulfill the plans that you've got for us. In Jesus' name, amen.